Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Happy Friday of the first week of Ordinary Time. For me, it's hard to believe that Advent and Christmas flew by so quickly. And I'm definitely one of those people who always looks forward to the next liturgical season that has a sort of centralized focus, you know, an overall theme. So the next one is Lent. Even though it's Lent, I'm really looking forward to it. And I've always been one to kind of struggle to see the beauty and the goodness of ordinary time. And this is interesting because it's kind of reflected itself into my own life of just the ordinariness of everyday life. So a close friend and I talk often about just how sometimes everyday life can be boring. And we graduated college at the same time and we got jobs around the same time. And, you know, we get stuck into this routine of we get up in the morning, we go to work, we come home. You know, you have dinner, you maybe do some chores around the place you live, maybe you relax a little bit, then you go to bed and you get up and do it all over again. And we've been known to have the mindset too of, you know, there's nothing exciting to look forward to. And if you're not a student anymore, you can't even look forward to summer because you still have the same everyday routine throughout the summer. And so it's been hard to see everyday life as anything but some sort of rut that we're stuck in, or this monotony of just like every day is the same and it's really boring and there's nothing to look forward to. And that's been really difficult. And so this is something I've always struggled to see, like I said, the beauty and the goodness of ordinary time, because it seems like that's the same thing only for a liturgical season, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, we got the green vestments every day and we kind of know what to expect. And it takes up the largest portion of the liturgical year. But I know, even though I don't necessarily feel this way, I do know that the church in her wisdom has created this season for us to be able to see the goodness and the beauty of the ordinariness of everyday life, that we don't have to have some particular theme that we're following after, or this particular focus that we're looking towards and working towards, for it to be a fruitful and a good season. And if anything, it provides almost this variety of a multitude of things that could be focused on or prayed with or whatever, because it's a season that covers almost everything else besides, you know, Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. But still, this is, even knowing this, is still really difficult for me. Recently, I was at a wedding and I was talking with another friend, and she was telling me about how throughout college, she really desired to have this relationship with the Lord, and she just wanted it, but she didn't really know how to get it. And she had really good friends, and she was in a Bible study, and she felt that she was doing things to work towards that, but she wasn't quite where she wanted to be. And then for all of us, in my class, the pandemic hit right before we graduated college. And so that kind of threw everything out the window. And she experienced that a lot. And she gets into her first year of her job and she just couldn't seem to get her feet under her, which I think we all understand to an extent in our own lives. But then she was telling me about how this last summer and into this year has given her the freedom and the space to cultivate that relationship with the Lord that she really desired, just simply by doing the normal everyday things. So she would go to work and then she would find herself in the adoration chapel for an hour or two, depending on if the next person showed up. And she was really able to find this beauty in her everyday life because she had been cultivating this relationship with the Lord. And it was simple. You know, it wasn't like she was going on mission trips every day or that she was doing all these crazy things, but she was going to work, she was praying, and she was spending time with friends. And there's something so beautiful to the simplicity of that, but how she has felt so close to the Lord and so loved by him in that. And so that really struck me as something like, that's something that I want too, you know, to find the beauty in the simplicity of everyday life because I'm close with the Lord and he presents those opportunities to us. Today's psalm is "Forever I Will Sing the Goodness of the Lord." And I think that's a hard thing for me in this time of the year of just like, oh, goodness, what does that mean? And what does that mean in the midst of this ordinariness? But I think it's very profound that the first line of that psalm is forever. So every day, no matter what season, no matter what's going on, whether it's a liturgical season or a different season of our lives, forever, God is good. And so I think the psalmist today gives us this line to stick with of singing the Lord's praises throughout the year, throughout these different seasons of our lives. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, please give us the grace to see you and to see your goodness in all things, particularly in the seasons of our lives where we maybe don't feel close to you, or we don't feel like we can see your beauty. Let us find joy in the simple things, and let those things draw us ever closer to you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.